Brooklyn Nets have made a statement today about Kyrie Irving. He will not play or practice with the team until he is a full participant. So one of the best players in the NBA, until he gets vaccinated, will not be part of the Brooklyn Nets. The NBA begins next week. The NHL begins tonight. For all of us puckheads, John says, wait a minute, in an email into the Equitable Bank inbox. ESPN has picked up the NHL. I'm not a fan, so I don't follow it. If ESPN has picked it up, that's fine, but they better not be planning on reducing coverage of the Cornhole Championship. Now, they do not have all of the rights. It is a shared rights with the NHL. It's a pretty good deal for the NHL. The NHL, even though you didn't know where games were and they bounced around, NBC Sports Network embraced the NHL. The NHL isn't trying to grow the game through television. It's a tough sport to grow the game through television. You grow the game in hockey through getting people to come inside of your barn and watch the sport. People that don't follow hockey and wonder why we talk about hockey say, I don't get it. I said, let's go to a game. Let's go to a game and we'll go into an arena and you can see when you're there if you like it or not. Don't tell me you hate it now. Let me take you to a game. And then in person, you can make a decision if you like hockey or not. But I'm guessing that if you see a hockey game in person, that you will change your opinion. Maybe. And then I'll have to explain the rules, and that's fine. But the NHL is back on ESPN. And Turner. And Wayne Gretzky is a commentator. Mark Messier is a commentator. You would think that the New York Islanders, who were the last team to win three straight cups, they're all coming back. Mike Bossy. They're all going to be commentating. That's what the Tampa Bay Lightning are trying to do. Welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show on a Tuesday. Andy Kendi and Tom Chattel will all stop by. They are wrapping up practice in Lincoln, so there is media availability with assistant coaches and the likes. Maybe the biggest news so far out of Lincoln, freshman cornerback Quentin Newsome has been awarded a black shirt. The young defensive backs, and in the most recent run of signees, Newsome and Buford have a bright future. Buford has turned into a really good on the special teams. Newsome has held his own, and you can see that he has grown as the season has gone along. And now Quentin Newsome has a black shirt. This weekend, the numbers are out for college football in terms of television viewing. The top game was Alabama and Texas A&M. That was the primetime CBS game. 8.3 million people watched that game. Penn State, Iowa, the 3 o'clock central window on Fox, 6.9 people watch that game. Oklahoma, Texas on ESPN, nearly 6 million watch that game. And then the ABC, Nebraska, Michigan, the fourth highest, 4.6 million people watch Nebraska and Michigan over the weekend. People love their football. We are seeing it in the NFL. We're seeing it in college football. And, you know, speaking of this year, is it because we have it back and it looks normal, the stands are packed, the schedule is a normal schedule? You don't have, well, it's all conference, and when are they playing, or are they not going to play? We're back on schedule watching our scheduled football, and the ratings are up. The NFL is doing really, really well with eyeballs on their product. College football is doing the same. And in a year where there is a lot of chaos, and you don't know if there's an elite team out there, we know that there is an elite defense that resides down in Athens, Georgia. And every week it seems like there are ranked teams that are falling left and right. And it's a chaotic season, kind of along the lines of 2007. Is we just love football? Or do we like chaos? Do we like that Alabama is not number one? Now Alabama's path to the national championship playoff is a little bit... Let's be honest. If they make it to Atlanta as a one-loss team and they beat Georgia or the game is close, Alabama's got a shot. Now, if they beat Georgia, they're going into the playoff. But Cincinnati is sitting there, which makes fans at Central Florida really salty. No, you're not going to last. You're not going to last. You're not going to make the playoff. It's all about timing. It's about when you play somebody, what part of the season, what year you have a really good year when your rise coincides with the downfall of others. Cincinnati has a path to get to the playoff. Central Florida fans are really, really salty today. But isn't it amazing in a year of teams are falling by the wayside and you watch games and games are closer than you would imagine? Has to do with the immediate eligibility, transfer portal. Is there really a star in college football? We were talking last week about the Heisman race. That's a yawner right now. I mean, who halfway through the year is the front runner? There's some candidates, but there's really no front runner. Matt Corral still at Ole Miss. Kenneth Walker at Michigan State. Bijan Robinson at Texas, Ritter at Cincinnati. Is Bryce Young still in the mix? There's really not well-known stars in college football. The two stars in college football coming into the year, Spencer Rattler and Sam Howell, the quarterback at North Carolina, where are they at? Rattler may be on the bench for the rest of his career in Norman. But who is a star this year in college football? Even Georgia, which has a defense that has allowed 33 points. 33 points all season. You know that there have been 221 teams this season that have allowed 33 points or more in a game? And Georgia has given up 33 points in the entire season. How many players can you name off of Georgia's roster? This is a great credit to Georgia. Now, some of their guys, like Jordan Davis, they're not playing very much because Georgia's crushing people. I mean, Jordan Davis has played, I think, 35% of the snaps for Georgia. But if it isn't Stetson Bennett or JT Daniels, can you name somebody off of Georgia? I mean, even, you know, you got guys that are frontline players, but they share positions. It's just an interesting year in college football. An interesting year in college football so much that we could have, I mean, ready yourself for this, ladies and gentlemen. In this year of college football, where there are numerous ranked teams that are being knocked off week to week, and we live in a world in which Georgia, Iowa, Cincinnati all could be in the playoff, we could have a national championship game. And the two starting quarterbacks would be Stetson Bennett of Georgia and Spencer Petras of Iowa. Last year we had Mac Jones and Justin Fields. Bennett, Petras. What a weird year in college football. And maybe one of the most exciting teams, they don't get mentioned hardly at all. One, because of their strength of schedule. But look at Coastal Carolina. If I told you that Grayson McCall should have a shot at going to New York City, you go, who's that guy? Well, he's a guy that pilots an offense that runs for well over 200 yards a game, and they score nearly 50 points a game in Coastal Carolina. I mean, look at around here. Would you say a 3-4 season is a weird season? Is all of this enjoyable? Is the way that college football is enjoyable? I'm excluding Iowa fans because they think this is great. It's a year that we thought would happen, and halfway through it has. I said when Phil Steele's magazine showed up, who are these guys on the cover? Unless you live in the South and you follow the SEC, does a person in Omaha, Nebraska know who Will Anderson is? Linebacker for Alabama? You recognize Spencer Rattler because people talk about him a lot. But it's also a year in college football where defenses rule. Teams that are good in special teams combined with their defenses are getting a lot of love in the top 10. But what happened to the quarterbacks? We've been pretty lucky in college football the last 2-3 years where we've had a run of some really good college quarterbacks. The college quarterbacks this year, And there's no guarantee that a college quarterback is going to win the Heisman. A college running back could win the Heisman. That's not supposed to happen. So do you enjoy this kind of a college football season? Or are you like, no, I don't like change. I don't like being different. I like chaos. And we certainly have chaos this year in a season where we really don't have a star. There's really not a star in college football. All right, 10:59. Andy Candy, Tom Chattel, a little bit later. We'll get into the question I posed a little bit ago about what kind of statement would it make for Nebraska to beat Minnesota? Don't poo-poo the game in Minneapolis. That's a monster game for Nebraska. But I think if Nebraska was able to win a football game against a team that was kind of anti-Nebraska the last 2 years, they did things that Nebraska could only hope to do, and they're coming off a bye, and you're playing your eighth game in 8 weeks, and it's not Michigan State, Oklahoma, Michigan. What kind of a statement would it make for Nebraska if they were able to win on Saturday as a slight 2.5 to 3 point favorite? We'll dive into that when you return at the top of the hour. It's the Gary Sharp Show with Josh at 1620 The Zone.